sir, you'll have to contact the office in the morning.
Case number 13015, Krista Weiss seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. This is 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Hickory Hill Road. The 911 address is 30880 Hickory Hill, Roseboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is 233, map 4, parcel 29. Applicant is seeking a 7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed detached garage. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Sharp will in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Krista Wissman, 380 Hickory Hill Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Moore, before we get started on this, I just want to clarify that the staff's interpretation is that line that's at the very top that says 28.32 is considered the rear yard, and those lines that kind of angle down and then run parallel to the road and then do a 90-degree turn a couple times, that's all considered the side yard.
Correct.
So that proposed building there, we're looking at the side yard setback, not the rear yard.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. You may present your case.
Okay. As you can see, I have a kind of odd-shaped lot. And very limited space to work with adding a building. We're just looking to move it a little bit closer to the side setback. We've had communication with all of our neighbors. No one has an issue with it. And just looking to proceed with that.
So part of us issuing a variance, you have 5 criteria that must be met.
Yes.
So if you could read that into the record, please.
All right. As you can see from the uniqueness of the property, I believe that the shape of the property kind of provides the uniqueness there. It can't be subdivided into any other lots. I did not subdivide this. I purchased the lot as it was in 2012. There are several other homes on the street that have similar pole buildings. We chose that location because if we put it anywhere else, it would affect more than one property owner. So we're looking just to affect the one property owner on the side there. And that truly is the only location. To the right of the house would be our propane tank underground and septic system, which runs straight back. So we can't do anything on the right side of the house, and we're limited on space on the left side of the house and behind the house.
When you say the right side, you mean the north side?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Thank you.
Do you have a well and septic on site?
Yes. The septic is, the tanks are to the north of the patio there, and then the mound is directly behind it, runs along that property line there. The well is in the front yard.
So the septic's about where it says, like, lot 3, right in that area?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Questions?
Was there any consideration of making it a bit smaller to conform more with the variance? Less of a variance, sorry?
Yes and no. We have a camper that we want to protect and put inside the building and our vehicles. We don't have any other garage. The one story that you see there is an old horse barn, which we do use for some storage, but we don't have any other exterior storage or garage type situation.
So, okay, can you walk me through, is it coming, if you had that, you would bring it through the paved path driveway. I'm trying to get this in my head. You would come through the paved driveway and you would enter
You would have
through.
To angle
Does it
in.
Need to be that wide?
Yes. Like I said, we have a camper that we want to put in there plus our vehicles.
How wide is the camper?
The camper is a truck camper. The width of it is not much more than the truck, so probably about 10 feet. But it's the height that we also have to get into the garage.
Thank you.
You've talked to your neighbor that joins up to you on the other side of the...
Yes. They have a pole barn that runs kind of parallel to where the side building there is in that little cutout. And then their septic and their bound system runs across the north side of their property. So it's all open space back there. And they don't have an issue with the building there.
And that would be lot one?
Yes, correct. Lot one.
Mr. Sharp?
Are there any restrictive covenants in your neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
Are there any steps or eaves or anything like that that project closer to that side yard?
No. Any kind of anything is on the north side of the building and the east side of, or the west side of the building. So the back corner, where we have it coming off the pole in there.
Now, I know you're looking for a 7-foot variance. That's a pretty substantial variance. I'm wondering, what other options did you look at as far as having something on this property that would comply with the setbacks?
We would move it closer to the house at that point. We're just trying to find a fair distance from the house where we can still maneuver into the building and, you know, have it close to the house, but not sitting on top of the house either.
One of the standards is that you have to demonstrate it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can do with less, you're kind of deemed required to do that.
So right now, if we pull it any closer to the house, we are cutting out half of that concrete patio back there. And so if we move it closer to the property line, we aren't cutting out as much. But that's that's where it's sitting kind of right there right now.
Is there a reason why you didn't look to put it on the driveway?
We wouldn't have the depth that we need.
It seemed that you would have quite a bit of depth.
We don't have enough because we would still have to, it would have to be placed behind the house.
Is there a reason that you can't go in the northeast corner?
We have no access. Well, and that's also where our mound is.
Oh, I thought the mound was closer to the northwest corner.
Yes, northwest. North.
Closer to the road.
Oh, well, it would still have to sit behind the house, would it not?
Yeah,
but we have no road access there.
Yeah, where's your well located? You said it's
the
in the
well
front yard.
Is to right by that sidewalk. It's towards the road in that area, yes. But we have no road access to that northeast corner either.
Yeah, I have no further questions. I do have one for staff. I just want to make sure for the record, the one-story block building, I do show that it is a little closer to the side yard than is allowable by inches. I understand that was handled administratively, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that was because there was a Had been approved for.
Been approved.
For a CO had been issued years ago.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're clear on the record. Thank you.
Yep.
Just one other question. If your variance is approved, you have a 3 foot on the side. Do you think that's enough space to maintain the side of that pole barn?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Have you considered making it a little smaller, like a 30-foot building instead of 32 to get your needs met?
We have, but like I said, we have a camper and we have other equipment that we want to store in there. So we're just trying to get everything inside safely.
That conclude your presentation, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13015 for Ms. Krista Wissman and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number. One, 13015 for Krista Wissman for the request of variances. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, and I believe the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification rate for the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Levengoff?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I vote nay. So with a ruling of 3-1, your case is denied.